Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Green Acres, we are there. Now, where the heck is that? Lisa! Lisa! Lisa, where are you?
Well, I'm not under there.
I know you're not.
Well, then why are you looking under there for me?
I'm not looking. Look, have you seen my guitar case?
What does it look like?
Well, it's shaped like a...
You just can't forget her, can you?
Forget who?
The girl who was shaped like your guitar case.
Oh, you mean Hortense. Yes, she was really strong.
Well, we finally got it out in the open.
Lisa, will you just tell me where my Hortense, I mean my guitar is? There's band practice tonight.
I thought it was always on Thursday night.
Well, it usually is, but tonight's a special practice on account of the Hooterville Centennial Celebration on Saturday.
Oh. Well, I think I saw Hortense in the closet.
Oh, thank you.
Oliver, what is a centennial?
It's the 100th anniversary of the founding of Hooterville.
Do we have to send a present?
No, it's a celebration. Joe Carson's planning everything, speeches, parades.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Mr. Douglas!
In here in the bedroom.
I just came in to tell you that... Where's Mr. Douglas?
I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
Mr. Douglas?
Come in. Oh, there's nobody out there.
I'm in the closet.
What's he doing in there?
He's looking for Hortense.
What's she doing in there?
Will you open the door?
Oh, yes, sir. Hold this for me, Mr. Douglas.
It's stuck.
It's stuck pretty tight.
You pull and I'll push.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
Oliver, he's not in there?
No, I'm over here.
How did you get out of the closet?
I dug a tunnel.
What did you do with the dirt?
Hey, we'd better get going. They said practice had started 8 sharp.
I can't go till I find my guitar.
Oh, I put that in the car, so you wouldn't have any trouble finding it.
Oh, you... Come on.
Aren't you going to kiss me goodnight?
Sure.
Not you.
Boy, I should have let Ab do it.
That better?
Do you have to go?
Good night.
Will you quiet? don't stop.
All right, let's not have any fighting in the pizzicato section.
Howdy, Joe.
Red, you're late.
Yeah, I had a hard time painting them spots on Arnold.
Why did you paint spots on him?
For the parade. We ain't got no fire dog to sit on the engine, so we're making Arnold our fire pig.
Your fire...
Get up on the engine, Arnold.
And don't play with the siren.
Joe, can we get this thing started? I gotta get back to the store.
Okay, Sam. Now, first of all, I want to give you a rundown on the activities I've got planned for Centennial Day. We assemble in front of Sam's store at 8 sharp in full firefighting regalia with our instruments. At 8:30, we march to the station to greet the governor.
What governor?
Well, I ain't sure. I invited all 52 of them. None of them want to show up.
Oh, boy.
Now we take whichever governor shows up first and march him to the town square and show him the cement slab where someday we're going to erect a statue of Horace Hooter.
May I ask a question?
Does it have anything to do with what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
If you ain't sure, sit down. Now, while the governor's looking at the slab, we'll serenade him with an official song written especially for the centennial. You'll find the music on your stand.
Gee, I don't have any music on my stand. Just this piece of paper with the black dots on it. That's music.
Is this the song Hail to Horace Hooter?
Yeah, I wrote it.
You didn't write it, Alf. Arnold hummed it to you, and you put it down.
How could Arnold hum...
I wrote the lyrics, sweetie, and you're going to sing them.
Me?
Well, you're the only non-blower here.
Non-blower?
You don't have to blow a guitar, so you've got a free mouth for singing.
Well, Ralph's got a free mouth. Let her sing it. She wrote the lyrics.
I can't. I start to cry.
Well, I'm not going to...
All right, let's go.
Dino.
Horace Hooter, Horace Hooter, the founder of our town. Horace Hooter, Horace Hooter, he never wore a frown. These are the worst.
Keep singing, Rudy.
For 100 years our town has stood. We don't know what you did, but you sure did it good. Good. So, hail to Horace Hooter, the founder of our town! If you don't... Look, I'm not gonna sing this stupid song.
You're gonna ruin the whole centennial.
I sincerely hope so.
Well, that's a nice attitude. Well, it's not a nice attitude. It's pretty crummy.
You're anti-Hooterville.
If I were anti-Hooterville, I'd sing the song. Why does anybody have to sing it anyhow?
I agree with Mr. Douglas. It ain't much of a song.
Oh, Arnold, he's talking about the lyrics.
I'm talking about the whole thing. I think we ought to just forget the song.
Then what are we going to serenade the governor with?
No governor's going to show up here, even if it was an election year.
Well, we don't need a governor. We still got the fireworks display.
Oh, boy, are we going to have fireworks?
Yeah. I figured we'd open up with Roman candles spelling out Happy Anniversary to Hooterville. After that, we'd have a skyrocket display showing the Battle of Gettysburg.
What has that got to do with the founding of Hooterville?
Well, nothing except that they've got this display left over at the fireworks house. I can get a goodbye on it.
Goodbye's the only thing we want to hear from you, Joe, because if we leave this thing in your hand, it's going to be a big bust like everything else you planned.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'm resigning my chairmanship of the Centennial Planning Committee, and I'm laying down my baton as leader of the Volunteer Fire Department Band.
Oh, hold it here. Now, Mr. Drucker, if I may say so, I think you were a little harsh on Mr. Carson. He meant well.
Well, he always means well, and it always turns out to be a big nothing.
Why don't we forget the centennial? Well, not forget it, just ignore it.
Oh, I don't think we should ignore it. No, Hooterville's founding is a part of American history.
It used to be part of Pixley till they threw us out.
No, what I mean is that this town is one of the thousands in the United States which has contributed to the growth of the country. From towns such as Hooterville have come our judges, our scientists, our presidents. In its 100 years of existence, Hooterville has added to the wealth and the knowledge of America. Now, ignore its anniversary. Nay, I
I say.
I'll nay along with you.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, Mr. Douglas, I think we should have the centennial, and I think you should plan it.
Oh,
well, all those in favor say aye.
Aye!
Congratulations, Mr. Douglas. You're it.
Lisa, please. I'm thinking.
What about?
I'm trying to figure out the most appropriate way to celebrate this anniversary.
Well, why don't you do what we did in Hungary every year to celebrate the storming of the castle by the peasants?
What?
Well, when my father was king, once a year, all my mother's relatives would dress up in their old clothes and stand outside the castle and throw stones at him.
Well, I can understand them throwing stones at him, but why only once a year? King.
He was. He got the job from my great-great-grandfather, who opened the castle for business in 1851. He wouldn't let the peasants into the castle because after they crushed the grapes with their bare feet, they would leave purple stains all over the rugs.
Oh, boy.
So, every year since then, they have Stone Day, where the peasants stand outside and throw stones. And then...
Wait a second. That's not a bad idea. We can do that.
All right. Who are we going to throw stones at?
No, no, I don't mean throwing stones. I mean we can reenact the founding of Hooterville.
How do you reenact a floundering?
No, no, not floundering. Frowndering. Well, you see. I've been thinking about the centennial and wondering what would be the best way to celebrate it. And it occurred to me that what we should do is reenact the founding of the town.
He got the idea from me. In Hungary, we always reenacted the floundering of the family castle.
Well, it's not that...
All the peasants would stand in front of the castle and throw stones at the king.
Gee, that's a great idea. We get a king and we throw stones at him.
Yeah, but you need a castle.
Well, there must be a castle around here somewhere.
Well, how big does it have to be?
But we don't need a castle or a king.
Then who are we going to throw the stones at?
Will you please listen?
Yeah, give Mr. Douglas a chance.
To do what?
To tell us who he's going to throw stones at.
Why should he throw the stones?
It was his idea.
No, no, it was my idea. You see, in Hungary...
Look, if you're not interested...
In what?
In throwing stones at... In reenacting the floundering of Hooter... The foundering... Foundering.
Pull yourself together.
Yeah, we'll listen.
Well, I've been doing some research on the history of Hooterville, and I found out that many of your forefathers were here when it was foundered, first started. And I thought it'd be a wonderful idea to do a play with all of you playing the parts of your forefathers.
Well, that's okay, except nobody in town's related to Horace Hooter or his wife Doris.
Who were they?
He was the flounder. The founder.
Gee, I didn't know we had a flounder founder in our past.
Look, Mr. Kimball...
How about Mr. and Mrs. Douglas playing Horace and Doris Hooter?
We'll do it. Which one do you want to be, Horace or Doris?
How was the town floundering?
Well, according to what I've found out from the County Historical Society, Horace Hooter was born in Sacramento, California. But he wanted to be a farmer. So, he set out to look for farmland.
They had farms in California.
Well, yes, but in those days, everybody was digging them up looking for gold. So he saddled up his horse and he headed east. Now, there's no record of his trip until he rode into a little town called Barstool. Now, in those days, the main part of any town was the saloon. And that's where Horace was headed for. Would you mind opening the curtains? Now, I thought we'd open the play in the saloon, you see. I want you to imagine this is a saloon. Now, that's the bar. That's the poker table. And that's the player piano.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
If you're looking for the action, I'm it.
No, I'm just riding through.
Oh, where are you from?
California.
Here they struck gold out there.
Yes, that's why I'm heading east.
You some kind of religious nut?
No, I'm not interested in digging for gold. I want to buy some farmland.
You got any money?
$800.
Hello, dear.
Oh.
Do you want to buy me a drink, honey? My name is Doris McGivney. I'm Scotch.
There's your bottle of Scotch. That'll be $35.
I didn't want any...
What's your name, honey?
Horace Hooter. I'm from Sacramento, California.
Oh, is that anywhere near to Champaign, Illinois?
Champaign. That'll be $42.
I didn't order...
My cousin runs a cotton gin.
A bottle of cotton gin. That'll be $138.
Will you keep your hands off
That's right. You can't be too careful. I'll take care of it.
No, thank you.
Oh, why don't we sit down? Let me help you.
No, thank you.
Here we are at the roulette table.
Oh, this is a poker table.
It is? Oh, I wouldn't know about that.
Tell me, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
Oh, I'm just working here to get enough money to pay for my father's $800 operation. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just passing through. I'm looking for a farm.
Oh, well, you couldn't get much of a farm for $800. How would you like to double your money?
Oh, I'd love to. But how can I do that?
Well, what about a friendly game of pica?
Poker!
Oh, is that what it is? Well, I don't know much about cards. Six of hearts.
You know, I've heard they give you a pretty fast shake in some of these places.
Oh, not here. They run an honest game. 10 of diamonds. How would you like to have a $3,000 farm?
Oh, well,
I have the deed right here.
Where did you get that?
Out of my garden.
This is a deed for 600 acres.
Well, put your money on the table.
Yes, but suppose I lose.
How could you lose? Six of clubs.
I don't think I...
Do you want to play or don't you?
All right.
Then put your money where your mouse is.
Where my mouse is? That's not my mouse. Scat.
How about the money? All right. I deal.
That's her, Sheriff. Well, go ahead. Pinch her. Well, don't pinch her. Put the cuffs on her. Doris, you're under arrest.
Wait a minute. What for?
I'll tell you what for. She's a shard carp.
A shard carp?
He means a card shark. He does? Then why didn't he say so? Now you're going to arrest her? Come on, Doris.
Wait, just a moment. You said that this lady cheated at cards. Can you prove it?
I certainly can. That is a marked deck. Here, I'll show you. The eight of clubs? Two of diamonds? And I guess that proves it.
You didn't prove anything.
Sheriff, I won't prefer charges if you give me the land deed back. Well, what do you say, Doris?
All right, there you are.
What about the $800 I lost?
Here you are, take it.
Well, no, wait, that's money.
Can I use your bag, please?
No, of course not. This is my money.
Stranger, I wouldn't get involved in this if I was you. Now, there have been too many complaints about you, Doris. I want you to get on that stage and get out of town. And make sure you're out of town by sundown.
Gee, I'll try. But I don't think I can be ready by then.
Not you, her.
I want to thank you very much. Now I'm broke.
So am I, Morris.
Horace.
Morris Horace. That's a pretty name. Let's get married.
Look, I've got to get a job and earn some money so I can buy a farm. Are there any jobs around here?
Yes, the railroad is building a spur line from Pixley. Do you know how to lay track?
No, but I'm honest. I'm not afraid to work. I can learn.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his mammy's knee, he pointed his finger at a piece of steel. Oh!
Oh! That's what I like to see. A fellow enjoys his work, singing and dancing.
I'm not dancing. I hit my foot with a sledgehammer. I'm quitting.
Then how are we going to get married?
We're not. We can't afford to get married on the money I'm making.
What? You just got a raise to 7 cents an hour.
We can't get married until I get $800 to buy a farm.
That'll do it?
Yes.
What time does the train crew goes to lunch?
In a few minutes. Why? What are you going to do?
Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Doris, where did you go?
Here. Here's the money for the farm.
Doris, the sheriff won't...
You don't have to worry. He isn't the sheriff anymore.
He isn't?
No. He tried to fill an inside straight.
Doris.
Morris.
Horace. This is it. Our farm.
You paid $800 for that?
Oh, yes. The fella built it that way to keep the Indians away.
It'll keep me away, too.
Oh, please. It's really a beautiful house. And we have 600 acres of fertile land, and I have a beautiful wife. There's only one thing I need to make my life complete.
What's that?
A baby.
Don't go away. I'll be right back. Hello, dear.
Oh, what?
There you are. Your baby.
Where did you...
That was a ladies' poker game.
Take that back.
All right.
Oh, what the...
Well, it was only a doll. But someday we have one of our own.
Doris.
Oh, Morris.
Horace. Howdy.
Howdy.
Now, you remember Ben Drucker. Mr. Drucker's building a general store here.
Yeah, the Monroe brothers are building it for me.
I'm Larry.
I'm Harry.
Oh, pleased to meet you fellas.
Oh, he's not a fella. He's my sister.
Oh?
You married, honey?
Yes, he is.
Doggone it. How am I ever going to find me a man out here in the wilderness?
Build yourself one.
I guess there's going to be a lot of work here for carpenters, huh? People are starting to move in. Someday this is going to be quite a thriving community.
Yeah, we ought to think of a name for this place.
Maybe we could name it after Morris here.
Horace.
Oh, yes. Why don't we call it Horace Heights?
Yeah, that has a nice musical sound to it.
Oh, I think there is a Horace Heights someplace.
Well, how about Hooter Heights?
How about Philadelphia?
They got one.
Well, I hope somebody thinks of a name for it.
Don't worry. Mr. Hooterville.
Hooterville. That's it.
Well, that's approximately how Hooterville was started. At least according to the research that I did.
And you think it'd make a good play?
It sure would if Red Skelton did it.
Well, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
Why don't we put it to a vote? All those in favor, say aye.
What kind of a vote is that?
It ain't a vote of confidence.
Well, if you want to celebrate the centennial, you'd better make up your minds how you want to do it.
Well, ain't no hurry.
The centennial is Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday a year from now.
What?
Well, we like to plan things ahead of time.
A year ahead of time. Did you ever hear of anything so ridiculous? What's the matter with the people in this town?
Gin.
What? That's the 10th hand you went gin on.
Well, I guess I'm just lucky that way. Five of spades.
Doris.
Morris.
Horace.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.